You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to the Tuesday episode of Ace and Friends. I am the modern day Mr. Rogers. My name is Ace. My friends Riggins and Tech D Rob are here. Happy National Lovers Day.
National Lovers Day?
National Lovers Day.
Love that.
I had to look it up. Started in the 1970s. It's time to ignite the flame of love and celebrate National Lovers Day. It's been around since the late 1970s when it was started as a way to honor those in loving relationships. Whether you're single or taken, this is an opportunity for everyone to express their love for one another. No, you're not expressing your love for one another if it's National Lovers Day. If it was established as a way to honor those in loving relationships, if you're not in a loving relationship, it's not for you today.
Yeah, this is like a bootleg Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it says, but it's not, whether you're single or taken, this is an opportunity for everyone to express their love for one another. No, it's not.
No.
If it's National Lovers Day and it's for lovers, it's people in relationships, it's for lovers. It's a good word, lover, not used often enough.
Lover.
Yeah.
Lover. Very dramatic.
This is my lover. I always think of that Saturday Night Live skit. Tell me, lover. You ever seen that Will Ferrell? They're in the hot tub. Have you seen that, Rob? They're this overly dramatic couple is sitting in a hot tub, and it's Will Ferrell and Anna
Gasteyer.
Rob, why is your microphone not working?
I'm not right near it.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I was working on something else.
And everything they do is, I see you, lover. It's really weird. They start quoting Shakespeare, but everything is about being a lava. And they're like in the hot tub with other couples and friends, and people are like really weirded out by them. So. Happy National Lovers Day. We're going to ask you a very important question. We got a lot of cool stuff today on Ace and Friends. An important question in a few minutes. They'll show you how highbrow Ace and Friends is today. Would you eat it? We're going to give you a scenario, see if you'd eat it or not. But like next, that. What it's like boating with a child. Not an actual child, but an adult who sees something and then becomes a child at a moment that you need some assistance. In this case, the child turns out to be my wife. This happened to us Friday. I forgot to tell you yesterday. Coming up next, here we go.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
Boating with a child is never easy. You always have to watch out and make sure, you know, they have to have a life jacket. You have to be aware of them, be especially aware of them at all times. Sometimes I think it's more challenging, though, boating with an adult that suddenly acts like a child when you're counting on them. Friday, my wife and I had this boat that I've had since, when were you an intern, Riggins? Like 2010?
Long time.
So I've had this boat since then. The first time I ever took it out, the reason I asked, I took Riggins and some interns out on the boat. Was the first I got it like on that Saturday and took them out. So we are in a situation where I don't have a dock. I used to have a dock by my house, but I don't live in that house anymore, sadly. And so now I have to keep it at this place, which is on the lake. And I went over Friday, and Amanda and I were going to take the boat out for a couple hours late Friday afternoon. The baby was with her parents, and so it's kind of the time for us just to kind of get out and relax. And so when we arrived, you call ahead, and they already had the boat out. But it was in a kind of a delicate area. There were a lot of boats that were parked right here because it's right next to a restaurant where they get gas and all this kind of stuff. And so rather than I had to kind of back out and then swing it around in a pretty tight spot. And I was like, Amanda, stay toward the front. Kind of, you know, give me an idea of something. I know I can do it, but you got to be really slow and delicate working it out to make sure you don't get too close to anybody. Or, you know, in a moment, you could bump somebody else's boat. You don't want to do that, obviously. So I'm backing the boat out. I have to back down the deck and then kind of swing it to the right and swing a little bit more to the right until I'm clear. And as I'm swinging it around, Amanda goes, oh, and I'm like, what? She's just snake in the water.
Ooh.
Hey, focus.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Don't make sounds like, oh, when I'm trying to slide out between these boats.
Yeah. That could have been bad.
And I said, hey, okay, it's okay. It's in the water. Like, I need you to watch these boats. And I'm backing out at a very slow rate, you know, watching where I'm going, looking over my shoulder, counting on her to watch the front. She goes, you think there are more of them? I don't know, Amanda. I'm you know, where do you think it came from? I said, Amanda, it came out of those woods over there. Help me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not getting in that water anymore. Amanda, I don't care about the cigarette.
Yeah. Shut up. Help me.
I got about, you know, 12 to 18 inches of wiggle room here between these boats. I need you to stop talking about the snake for a minute. And every time it's when I look over my shoulder backwards. I'm not getting in the water. I don't care. I need you to watch the boats.
Yeah. Where did the snake come from?
And I backed out and said, it's like boating with a child all of a sudden. She goes, I don't like snakes. I get it. We can discuss it once we get backed out of this, you know, like 10-foot area that we're in.
Yeah.
I need about a minute and a half of your attention. Then we can discuss the snake.
Are there more of them?
Maybe. Yeah, there are more of them.
No.
They're all right in those woods over there.
Yeah. Good Lord.
That's what it's like. It's boating with a child, I'm telling you.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
It's a simple question from TikTok. Would you eat it?
I'm intrigued by this.
By everyone else's answers?
No, by just the question. I think that's great.
It's good. We're coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Caption reads, "When a hood baby meets a suburban girl." His words, not mine. The question is, would you eat it? So we're going to let you hear this TikTok, and then we will fill in any holes that need to be filled in so you can answer the question, would you eat it? Now, Rob, are you paying close attention?
Yes.
Here we go.
This man left his shrimp pasta out all night. I didn't get to put it in the damn refrigerator till about 10 a.m. today. And he just came and took a fat piece of this shrimp. Somebody tell him it's expired.
So it's a take-home container. It has shrimp pasta, some shrimp in it, and some chicken.
Yeah, maybe some like chicken strips.
And it's been sitting out.
Presumably from 7 p.m.
On the counter, on the stove, from 7 p.m. until the next morning. Mm. Riggins, would you eat it?
No. Seafood. Meat. No.
Tech D Rob, would you eat it?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. I don't like leftovers to begin with, but if it's not refrigerated, I'm out.
Okay. Fair enough.
Wow, you thought I was going to say I would eat gross shrimp that's left out overnight?
Thanks. I thought you might. I would like to say no, but chances are I'd be like, I bet that's okay. I'd take a bite of that shrimp.
Shrimp?
I love shrimp.
Overnight?
I love shrimp.
What was
I
that one
too,
thing?
But
chicken wing? What, didn't you eat chicken wings like that too?
Yeah. It was on a Tuesday. They were sitting up in my TV room one time, and I forgot to go up there and get them. And I went up there on Tuesday. They were put there on Sunday, and on Tuesday, they were still there. Tuesday morning, I was like, oh, these will be all right. I'm gonna have a bite of these.
Yeah. Isn't that gnarly?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I think I would eat it, though, because this looks really good.
Well, yeah,
it looks really good.
If you ate that chicken wing, I'm sure you would.
What if I put it in the microwave first?
No.
So yeah, gross. I'd be more comfortable doing it that way. Yeah, kill like
it zaps anything you need to know.
I'm getting sick thinking about this.
No, it's I mean, I would like to say I'm better than that, but I'm not. I would probably in the moment be like, damn, it looks good. I don't want to waste this because I don't like wasting food.
I don't.
I hate wasting food. I'd be like, I'm not gonna waste this. I would probably eat this shrimp.
Two shrimp.
Yeah, a couple shrimp. Piece of that chicken.
Well, everybody was on your side. Every single one of the comments was like, oh, that's not a problem. It looks so good, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. So, I would eat it, apparently. I'm the only one on the show that would eat it. I don't know what that means, but that's the truth.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
One of the best stories. Just a wonderful story, which has incredible video that you're going to want to go look up after I tell you all about it. And good news, coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
You will want to look this video up. Riggins, you may have seen it. The car that was turned over on the side of the highway in Minnesota on fire?
No.
Have you seen it, Rob? Mm-mm. Amazing. 71-year-old man crashed his SUV on I-94 in Minnesota. It happened last Thursday. I saw this video Saturday. His driver's side doors were pinned shut by the guardrail, and then his car caught fire.
Ooh.
But random people, I think it was four or five that I saw in the video, parked, jumped out of their cars, and these four or five men ran over and managed to get the car kind of up where they couldn't get the door open, but one of them managed to knock the window out, and the car is burning. Now, the fire is increasing as they're pulling him out. He's going to burn to death if they don't help him get out. And they literally reach through the window and drag this old 71-year-old guy through the window back out onto the highway to safety and saved his life because the car eventually, the whole thing went up in flames.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable. Awesome. The video is, like, watching the video is, it's like something out of a movie. You're just kind of like, oh my God, they're not going to get him. They're not going to get him. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get him. Oh, or they might get him. They might get him, but hurry because it's on fire.
Yeah.
They got him out just in time. Turns out no one seriously hurt. That's unbelievable.
That's cool.
The guy's going to make a full recovery. He wasn't injured in the accident. It was just one of those freak things. And luckily, the people were there to pull him out of the car. And then there's this. This is good news. A 35-year-old guy in England just proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon with a refrigerator strapped to his back. His name is Daniel Fairbrother. He proposed at the 25-mile mark and finished in under 6 hours. Now, you might remember Dan from when the cops stopped him during a training run a few months back because they thought he was a burglar, but he did the fridge thing to raise money for diabetes research.
Oh, wow.
He ran an entire marathon, like a little fridge attached to his back. He's been trying to break a world record for the fastest marathon with an appliance strapped to your back. Turns out he fell short this time, but congrats on the engagement. The record, by the way, is 4 hours and 52 minutes. I don't know if I could run a marathon. I know I couldn't run a marathon in 4 hours and 52 minutes, much less running a marathon with an appliance strapped to my back.
Yeah, I'd go with like a toaster or some lighter appliance.
Yeah. I put a blender on my back.
Yeah, I mean, why pick a refrigerator if you're trying to break a record?
So that is the good news.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend. Thanks to a member of the Ace and TJ Radio family, we're going to delve deep into the past. My past, but more importantly, Riggins' past, for one of the great stories in the annals of Ace and Friends fandom. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
We discussed earlier that it's National Picnic Day, and a member of the Ace and TJ Radio family who lives in Pennsylvania named Katie sent us a message on Twitter and said, this talk of National Picnic Day reminds me of the time that Riggin said he was at the store, bought a few bags of chips, and the checkout girl asked if he was having a picnic.
I remember that. Yeah. I bought two bags of chips. And I guess I had other things that would have made her think that. But she goes, are you having a picnic? I'm like, no, I'm buying chips. Shut up. Leave me alone.
That the most offensive thing that's ever happened to you at the store?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't offensive. I don't want to say
not offensive. But, it's like, you know.
Well, yeah, just
like,
mind your business.
Mind your business. Don't bother me. No, the bunch the of pork most, and beans and chips.
Yeah, the most offensive thing was Rob walking away.
And I do it again.
Yeah. That was genuinely offensive.
Mine was the day the guy said, senior discount? And I said, I don't know. What's the age for the senior discount? And he said, 60. Boy.
I guess, he did ask.
What?
He did ask.
Did you call him a whippersnapper?
Yeah.
He just points at me and goes, senior discount? I'm like, what's the age? Like, if he says 55, I will take it. Just made it by a nose. But when he said 60, I was offended walking back to my car. I said, 60?
60.
Dude, do I look 60 to you?
No.
No,
I hope not.
No, I don't think you do. No.
But it hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that absolutely would.
Rob, you ever had your feelings hurt at the store?
I don't. If I did, I wasn't paying attention to them. I don't make contact, so.
Oh, that's right. You don't have any conversation with the person at the counter.
Nope.
The grocery store, no nothing?
If they say something to me when they're ringing it up, I don't pay attention. So.
Do they ask you at the grocery store for your phone number to enter their loyalty shopper program?
I'm usually always doing that because, they usually have the keypad up there already, so yes, I'm already in the process.
You jump right into action?
Yeah. They ask him something, he doesn't respond.
So you never go anywhere in the store where there might be a question? Like the meat counter or deli counter or anything like that.
All of those I have order ahead available, so I can like have my meat sliced ready for me to when I get there and just pick it up out of a little bin thing.
Okay. There is zero human interaction between you and anybody in the store.
Except for that one time I helped that dude get a chair because he stopped me out in the parking lot.
Yeah, because he stopped you.
Yeah.
And if you look for something and you can't find it, you don't ask anybody, hey, where would I find the Oreos
or whatever? Usually the places I go, I can find out what aisle it's on the app, so I can find it that way too.
Okay.
I'm self-sufficient. Okay.
Wow.
And a little weird. To be
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
We're about to make your heart break. If you have any soul at all, you're going to have to feel bad. specifically for a young lady, but also for this couple in general, I think. Because, you know, this didn't go well for the guy in the couple either. This is one of the worst things I think could happen to a couple that is about to get married.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Stahlberger, and we are supposed to get married at Circle B Wedding and Event Center in Isanti, Minnesota, in less than 2 weeks, so on May 4th of 2024 here, and we just got an email that they effectively immediately closed the venue, and so we have nowhere to go and not getting our money back. So if anyone knows anything in the Isanti, Minnesota, in that area, because our church is in Ham Lake, please let us know. We are just trying to figure out what to do.
Oh, that sucks.
Feels so bad for her.
I went up yesterday, 2 days ago. So they're less than 2 weeks from their wedding date. And and I don't know, Rob, that was my question.
How can they not give them the money back?
And that's what people were saying. Like, you can sue them for your money back. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, but the priority is I'll deal with that as soon as I get this wedding reset. Because everything's got to happen on May 4th. Yeah. Now, I was looking through the comments. 5,000 comments in 2 days. And I saw one of the comments right toward the top was some wedding group in Minnesota said, here's our link, call it. We want to help you.
Yeah.
I don't think they're from that area, if I looked at it right, but they're like, hey, we'll do something to make this work for you. They use their network or something to help them out.
Isn't that just terrible? No. You could just hear the pain in her voice. Oh, and like, wedding planning is already stressful enough, and now your venue just bails on you. It's awful.
And she's gone through all the planning steps.
Sure.
You're really down to the end now. All the decisions are made. And then this happens. It's like, what? Oh, my God. Your heart breaks for that poor girl. And for her fiance, quite honestly, because, you know, he suddenly plunged into the depths of the whole thing again. As if it wasn't stressful enough, you know, now she's super stressed out.
And he's saying stupid things like, we'll just get married in our backyard. Right. She's like, no, that's not a good solution. This is super.
Have you called the holiday yet?
Yeah. She's like, no, shut up.
I got a big living room.
You're
welcome to.
Hey, don't say anything.
I was trying to help.
Say things like, let me just give you a hug. You know, he's like, I'm just trying to help out, man.
Just shut up. Shut up.
We can do it at the rec center.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
A lot of places no longer accept cash as a form of payment. Some places don't accept American Express, but there's not a reputable store in America that accepts meth as a form of payment. And that's why this is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. There is a 40-year-old man in Colorado. His name is Eugene Robertson, and he was found guilty late last week because of a couple of bizarre interactions he had in 2022. It all started at a Burger King. Try to follow this story because this is insanity personified. He'd gone through the drive-thru and got to the window And the guy tells them whatever the price was going to be, $5.42. And he throws a bag of meth out there to try to pay for it with the meth instead of money. The employee refused. So Eugene pulled a gun on him.
Oh.
Now, he didn't shoot Eugene. He just pointed it at him, and then he drove off. And you would think, well, he runs away. Yeah. No, he drives right across the street to the 7-Eleven, gets out of the car, goes in, puts his stuff on the counter, and then puts meth up there as a form of payment. Well, shockingly, the man who worked at the 7-Eleven said, we're not going to take that either. Well, he pulled his gun again. Pulled the gun on the 7-Eleven employee and did fire this time. Well, guess what? There was a witness in the store who had a gun, and that person pulled his gun and fired back. So now there's a gunfight. They said it's a legit gunfight. Brief, but several shots fired on both sides in the 7-Eleven. No one was hit. Eugene did shoot out a surveillance camera, though, and he managed to get to his car. And 15 minutes later, he was shooting into an apartment where his friend lived. Now, he'd gone to the door and knocked. She looked out the peephole and was like, I'm not letting Eugene in. And Eugene just went back to his car and stood there by his car and shot through the door of the place a couple of times. The police showed up, and they found Eugene in the bushes, and he was arrested. The cops asked Eugene if he was okay, and he said he wasn't physically hurt, but his, quote, feelings were hurt.
Okay. Wow.
Turns out Eugene has warrants out in additional cases that are still open. He was convicted of attempted first-degree murder with extreme indifference, menacing, reckless endangerment, illegally discharging a firearm, possession of methamphetamine, and harassment. He's facing more than 400 years in prison. And that is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Get ready because in a few minutes you're going to hear the best thing you will hear all day. There is no way you will not hear what we're going to play for you and your day won't be made better by it. It's that good. And a life-altering question about condiments. Coming up shortly.
Condiments.
So normally we do stupid news, and we will do stupid news today on Ace and Friends. But there are a couple of stories I just like to call some celebrity stupid news. Let's start with Taylor Swift and Beyonce. The Swifties and the Beehive are going at it over Post Malone. This is idiotic. Post Malone appeared on Beyonce's recent album, and he did a song called Levi's Jeans, and he gave her an Instagram shout out saying, quote, I love you, Beyonce, end quote. But Post Malone is also on the new Taylor Swift album now that dropped on Friday. Her new single Fortnite is blowing up, and Post Malone is on that track. And he said the following, quote, This is what he posted on Instagram. Quote, it's once in a lifetime that someone like Taylor comes into this world. I'm floored by your heart and your mind, and I'm beyond honored to have been asked to help you with your journey. I love you so much. Thank you, Tay. End quote. So what's the problem? Well, the Beehive is now crying foul, saying Post Malone has slighted the queen, that she deserved just as much recognition as Taylor got.
Ooh.
And the Swifties are fired back saying, hey, y'all are overreacting.
Of course.
And once again, we cannot all get along. And then, celebrity stupid news, Jennifer Lopez. So, things aren't great in Jennifer Lopez's career right now. Her new album, This Is Me Now, underperformed. She's had to cancel several tour dates due to low ticket sales. So, what's causing this? Well, there's a brand expert that says this started in 2022 with the Super Bowl documentary Halftime, where she was griping about having to share the stage with Shakira, because it's part of that documentary. And this person said, look, it didn't come off. It wasn't expressed eloquently. It made her seem unlikable. Well, now, turns out what also is hurting her career is the fact that she and Ben Affleck just look miserable whenever you see them out together. Ben Affleck looks miserable more than J-Lo, but people are saying that that's proof that she's not nice.
Yeah.
And it's really... and messed with her brand.
Yeah,
and then the people on TikTok roasting her over being from the Bronx and all that is terrible.
Oh, how the tides have turned.
Yeah, so all of those things put together apparently are poison for her career right now.
I mean, she did put out a bad album and a bad movie.
That weird movie, I think that's the biggest problem, is that weird movie.
Ugh, so stupid.
There are some facts that are fascinating, but they're not fun. We call them the unfun facts. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
Not going to lie, I'm still debating sharing the most shocking and memorable fact of the unfun facts that I'm about to share with you.
How bad could it be?
These are unfun facts. The opposite of fun facts, which everybody knows that I love just generic fun facts.
And those are only kind of fun.
Yeah, these are unfun.
I can't imagine how horrible these are going to be.
These are unfun facts.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, here we go. Your hearing is the last sense you lose when you die.
Oh. Your hearing?
Yeah. So your hearing is the last thing to stop functioning. So even when your body shuts down, you still hear stuff.
How do they know that?
I don't know. I don't know. There are over 250,000 deaths per year due to medical error.
Ew. I get the title for this segment now.
Yeah, unfun facts. Dogs like squeaky toys because they mimic the screams of their prey.
That's crazy.
I do not find that to be true. There's no way that's true. There's no way that's true. On average, you secrete 26 gallons of sweat into your bed per year.
Ugh.
still thinking about this last fact, if I'm going to figure out a way to tell you this or not. You use a lot of bleach, Riggins?
Yeah.
Wait, where'd it go? I lost the... Oh, there. If you ever use bleach without gloves and it gets kind of slimy, that slime is not the bleach, that's your skin melting.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And I'm going to take a shot at this one to see if I can figure out a way to share it. Unfun fact. More than likely, you have shaken hands with six or more men in your lifetime that haven't washed their hands after blank. And the blank is going to the bathroom is not the answer.
Private time.
Yeah.
That's a weird. How do they know that?
I don't know. But you tell me you won't think about that the next time you meet somebody. And yeah. They go, oh, hey, good to see you. And you go to shake hands. You're like, golly.
Are you one of the six? What number are you?
Yeah. More than likely, you've shaken hands with six or more men who haven't washed their hands after.
How many women? I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
that's crazy.
I was about to make a joke there, but that's... Never mind.
I don't mind shaking their hand.
Right. Well, okay.
I'll say it.
Anyway, fun fact.
Yeah. Okay.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
The best thing you will hear all day. There's a reason it follows the unfun facts, because this is going to put a smile on your face and warm your heart. And if it doesn't, it's a you problem. Next, hang on.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Whatever you're doing, just stop for a minute. Take in 90 seconds of audio. That's going to make your day that much better. There's things you run across that always make me go, now that's the reason we have the internet. That's the reason we have social media. This is why we have TikTok. A family from Oklahoma sees the ocean for the very first time. And the caption says their reaction is beautiful. So check this out.
Gina, there it is. There it is.
You see the ocean? Ah!
Yeah.
You see the ocean, Gina?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, there it is.
And they're still not even out on the beach yet. They're coming up on the walkway to get to the ocean. They can just see it at the end of the path.
Yep.
Now they're on the beach. Oh, and they're hugging. It's a couple. They're hugging on the beach. And they're out in the water. She's got her shoes off, kind of, you know, ankle knee deep in the water.
It's sweet.
Oh, there's no way you can watch that and not go, I needed that today.
Yeah.
A little bit of that.
That's trippy to have never seen the ocean until you're an adult. But I bet it happens to more people than I think.
Oh, yeah. Especially middle America. Think about Oklahoma's landlocked. Mm-hmm. All that whole middle, of Oklahoma and Kansas and all that. I bet, probably the majority of people have never seen the ocean.
That's crazy.
Because it's hard to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even that cool.
What, Rob?
Who cares about the ocean? It's not a big deal.
Well,
it's just water.
Yeah, Rob's the only person I know that doesn't like going to the beach. Everybody else I know is like, oh, I love going to the beach and hanging out. Rob's like, it's going to be hot. I'm just going to sit outside. I don't want to do that.
You got
to
drag a cooler with you.
When was the last time you went to the beach, Rob?
Last year.
You and Meredith went?
Well, we went to Virginia Beach for a not fun reason, but we went to the beach.
Yeah.
While we were there.
Were you there for, were you on the beach for very long?
We stayed out there for almost half a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you have a good time?
It was okay. I could have had just as good a time in somebody's living room.
Good point.
Did Meredith have a good day?
I guess.
Does she like the beach?
Yeah, she loves the beach.
Okay. So if she loves the beach, you were out there really for her then?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, most likely. You either were or you weren't. Well, you don't know why you were out there?
Likely. It wasn't me wanting to do it. I'll tell you that. I'm never going to be the one to initiate that.
But you never thought like, oh, I know Meredith wants to go to the beach. I'll take her to the beach today.
I mean, we did. We went to the beach, so...
Whose idea was it to go to the beach?
I honestly don't remember. Probably not mine.
Well, yeah, clearly
probably not. So probably not.
Mine. Probably not mine. Well, clearly, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But the, so the thought was never though. Man, we got to get to this beach because I know Meredith would be happy doing that.
Nah.
Okay.
But he went and he took one for the team. I think that's we got to take something positive
You're
out of that.
Trying to find negative, something good for Robin.
I mean, that was bad.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Sometimes questions come up on the internet that we have to find the answers to because you just can't live if you don't know. Here's a question I saw. Is butter a condiment?
I guess so. In some cases,
is butter a condiment?
Is butter?
Yeah, I mean,
condiment.
You can use it. You can use it to cook with, but also you can use it to like put on bread to give it a flavor. I see that's condiment, right?
I guess so. By that definition, I've never really thought about that. No, I would say no. It's a spread, and. Well, so is mayonnaise, and that's a condiment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think based on that, it is personally.
I think it's like hummus. Like you spread. Well, no, you don't spread hummus in. I don't know. That's a good one. I have no idea. What do you think? Yes or no?
I think yes, it is. Well, I know I know what is the answer.
There's no way. It's an opinion.
Yeah,
it can't be.
Definitely opinion based.
What did it say?
I would have begged to differ. The internet, Google says butter is a condiment. While butter has developed over time, and today there are several variations, it's still a very popular condiment and an ingredient that's been in use for a long time. Is butter a spread or a condiment?
That's how I would have.
This says it is used at room temperature as a spread, melted as a condiment.
Oh, so it changes its form?
Changes its form.
I can't stand. Is it a condiment?
Yeah, you can't go with it. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah. Ketchup, mustard, ranch, those are condiments. Butter? No. Mm. Is guacamole a condiment? No.
I don't know. Is peanut butter a condiment?
No.
Peanut butter can be used as an ingredient in some dishes, and it is also used as a spread on bread products.
I was about to say, I'd say it is.
That's ridiculous. Where are your condiments? And there's peanut butter in there? No, that's that doesn't fly with
me. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Makes some sense, though.
Sounds good to me.
I hate it.
Yeah. Is butter still used as a condiment? Yeah, it says butter is a condiment. But again, this says that depending on how you use it, will it be a condiment?
If you're eating it with like a lobster tail and you're dunking it in butter, maybe then it's a condiment. Melted butter.
But according to Google, still a very popular condiment. And and this answer said it is used as a at room temperature as a spread, melted as a condiment.
The more you know.
And now we know peanut butter is a condiment also. So.
Butter's the only condiment I need.
One of the greatest videos, I think, in the history of the internet, one of the funniest lines ever delivered, is coming up. And the question is, because Riggins made me stop and think about it, is he being a jerk or is he being funny? Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
What goes around comes around, especially on the internet. And I don't know why these things cycle through like they do, but there's this video that's been out for years of Bryan Cranston. And Bryan Cranston, the actor, who was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they filmed Breaking Bad, the star of Breaking Bad. And he's taking questions from the audience. And this is his interaction with what appears to be like a 16-year-old kid.
My question is, because I grew up in Albuquerque, what was there any cool places, anything that you liked being there? Like, how was it? Because it's my hometown. So I want to know, how'd you like it? Well, did you have fun there?
Yeah, I'd go and visit your mother once in a while.
Oh,
that's... And then he drops the mic. Now, the crowd erupts in laughter. He's got a smile. People are cheering. The kid's laughing. But I never thought, that's a great line. And then Riggins, did he be a jerk?
All the comments were like, why are people laughing at this? This is a 16-year-old kid that came to your fan panel and was like, hey, in my hometown. I thought he was kind of a D-word to him. Oh. That's a 16-year-old kid.
Well, we don't know what happened after that.
He was joking around.
We don't know if afterwards he was like, hey, man, I'm kidding. So, Albuquerque was great and blah, blah, blah. That's my thing.
And let me embarrass this kid in front. But also, it's like, don't talk about my mom. I don't care if you're making a joke. I don't care if you're... Don't talk about my mom. Bryan Cranston. And I like him. I just thought that was a weird thing to say to a kid.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, but he's a 16-year-old. He looks like he's 16, 17 years old. Yeah. He probably... It's the type of thing his buddy would say to him. Yeah,
he loves it.
Bryan Cranston told a funny joke, then he literally drops the mic. Yes, he heard the mic.
You got one over on the 16-year-old. Good for you. It's like, you don't need to drop the mic. I mean, get over yourself. I think it was kind of a tool move.
Y'all had a different reaction than I did. I thought it was hilarious.
I did too. I thought the first time I saw it, probably a year or so ago, I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, don't talk about my. I'd beat the hell out of him. I'd walk up on stage and be like, Brian Cranston, you're an actor.
For saying something.
And a smug actor.
For saying something about your mom.
Yeah, don't do that.
Ain't nobody supposed to be talking about your mom.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Would you mind living in a van down by the river? There are some surprising stupid news coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Gather around as we make a run around the world looking at today's edition of the stupid news. Let's start in America, where in a recent survey, about 20% of Americans say they are always thinking about their next vacation while on vacation. And 80% of people like the idea of a do-nothing vacation where they can just sit by the pool.
Yeah, that's not bad. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, my favorite vacations are the ones where... before I've just like rented a house, we don't have to do anything. We just, if we have a house with it, rent a house with a pool and just relax, you know, for the week. If you want to go do something, go do something. If you don't, you don't have to.
Yeah.
No big deal. But yeah, 20% of Americans think about their next vacation the entire time that they're on vacation. Yeah,
that's a little dramatic.
If you've never seen any Star Wars movies, you could make $1,000 just by watching them all. Finance Buzz wants to pay a rookie. $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies in the Skywalker saga. They want someone who has never seen a single Star Wars movie or TV show before to give an outsider's perspective and rate and evaluate the movies in the order they were released. So it means you would start with what is now called Star Wars Episode 4, which is originally just called Star Wars when it came out in 1977, 78, something like that. It's 25 hours and 7 minutes of movie watching. So they will also give you an extra $100 for snacks and streaming fees. You must be 18 to apply, and applications are being accepted until May 24. I mean, I'm sorry, until May 4th. May the 4th.
Got it.
Yeah.
9 movies?
Yeah. Whew. 25 hours and 7 minutes of Star Wars viewing, watching them in order of release. And Chris Farley's character, Matt Foley, who lived in a van down by the river. Mm-hmm. Not as weird as he used to be. 30,000 people were asked the question, would you ever consider van life? They define it as a lifestyle that involves living and traveling in a converted van. 36% of people said yes, absolutely. That includes 13% who said they want to do it and are actively pursuing it. There was another 9% that said they're not sure. This is the power of social media. Because I've seen a ton of these people that live in vans and all that, and they make these vans look super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, same poll also asked people about living in a tiny house. 44% of people said they would not mind living in a tiny house with less than 500 square feet of space. Again, the power of social media. Because they make those tiny houses look so cool with all the different stuff to them that I've looked at them going, oh, I'd live in that. Easy. That looks awesome.
Yeah. That's tough, though.
Yeah. And that is today's stupid news.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Rob just told us that his girlfriend, Meredith, keeps asking about moving into a tiny house.
She watches them on TV and she loves them. And a friend of hers, I mean, her sister is currently living temporarily in a tiny home village type situation.
No way.
Yeah.
Is her sister single and living?
Okay. Her sister's married, but she's a traveling nurse. So wherever she's traveled to this time, that's where they set her up at.
Okay. So she's living there by herself then.
Right now, yes.
Yeah. But you and Meredith, the way you live your lives kind of separate. It's really hard to do that in a tiny house.
Right.
It's really hard for one person to watch TV because there's no bedroom.
Right.
It's hard to watch TV and not be bothered by the other person playing a video game because the other person's like 8 feet away. Right.
And two dogs.
And two dogs.
One that's a nuisance and one that, and they're both big.
Yeah, what would you do with those dogs?
Biggish. I love it. I mean, if we
you can, wouldn't have an office?
If we can move into there and the dogs don't come, I'm down. Let's go.
Oh, really?
I don't want to have the dogs.
Rob, I also wanted to ask you, you mentioned something earlier about going to the, you had to go to the emergency room one time when your toenail was ripped off or something.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to have somebody drive you. Because you were about to pass out?
I almost passed out. We went to the bathroom. I sat on the tub. No, I sat on the toilet to put my foot in the tub so the blood didn't get everywhere.
Yeah.
And I looked down and the blood had started to pool and I was like, oh, that's a lot of blood.
The think I'm about to pass out right now.
It was very painful.
And this was the blood that was in the water in the bathtub.
Because it wasn't like the bath. We didn't have the bathtub running, so it was just the red going down. So it wasn't like mixing and being a lot. It was just a lot of blood.
And so, who drove you to the hospital?
My niece did.
Okay.
Yeah. She was there. It was right before. It was like December 23rd of whatever year it was. So we were around the table playing a card game, and I was scooting my chair back to get up, and I keep my feet wrapped around the front legs. So when I scooted back, I didn't move my feet enough, and it just right onto the toe.
Yeah.
And ripped it off.
And so did you cry?
I'm sure I did. I went down to a knee in pain immediately, and there might still be bloodstains on my mom's carpet where that was.
Oh my God.
I went to a knee and I was like, this isn't good.
That's what you get for like pretzeling yourself around the dining room table.
It was dumb. I don't do it anymore. Or if I do it now, I'm very ginger about moving it around.
Picture Rob sitting right there on the toilet with his foot in the bathtub and he's bleeding and he's kind of through tears. Because I might take me to the hospital. I can't try.
Well, they kept going, do you want to go to the hospital? I was like, I think I need to. And when we got there, all they did was just place because they couldn't like put the toenail back, obviously. Oh. But they placed it on top of it because it was still connected to some stuff. They placed it on tap and wrapped it up. So, I mean, they basically what I could have done at home.
Yeah.
So that was a $300.
We got to stop this story or Riggins is going to pass out.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
All right, we've reached the conclusion of another great episode of Ace and Friends.
Well, I don't know if you think it's great or not, but...
Reagan's favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends.
Well, Rob's shocking story is shocking, and I like shocking, and that was it.
Yeah. Rob, your favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
I liked the using meth as a payment. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, the guy that just, what stuns me most about that is the fact that he tried it at the Burger King, and when they said no, he drove straight across the street to the 7-Eleven, went inside, tried it again, ends up in a gunfight. And the way this article reads is that he got into a gunfight with another person who was in the store that saw him pull a gun and was like, hey, man.
Stupid.
Pulled his own gun. So if I'm in the store, Riggins, and I see the guy pull the gun, I'm not supposed to pull my gun to defend us all?
Yeah.
Oh, I am supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought you said he was being stupid for the second guy for pulling his gun.
No. Definitely pull your gun.
Yeah.
100%.
So if you and I are in the store together, Riggins, and we see that guy with a gun.
Yeah.
And I say, wait here, Riggins. I'm going to sneak to my car and get my gun. Are you like, yes, go do that?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
No, that's a fair fight. I'm not going to stay in there. Yeah. I'm going to follow you out. Yeah, no. I'm not going to get him.
I'm going outside with you. I'm going to get outside.
Yeah, I'm not going to hang out.
Which you should, I guess, in that case. The more people that can get out of the store should get out of the store, the better.
Yeah, I'll be shouting from like the passengers. I'm like, shoot him in the head. Shoot him, Donnie.
Rob, your toenail, did it reconnect?
Eventually it grew back in, yeah.
Yeah. That's like my grandfather was a diver for the police department. When cars would go off into the Red River, he would dive and hook them up so he could pull them out. And the way they set it up, he would tie them off and then whatever. And then once the winch and all was set, he'd tug on the line and they would tighten up and then pull it out. Well, one time he didn't tug on the line. They tightened up too soon and it cut off the tip of his left pinky finger. But it grew back slightly crooked with this weird nail on it.
Ugh.
Yeah. And it kind of it was just crooked. And the nail kind of didn't start in the cover his entire the quick. It was kind of off center a little bit. It was just kind of,
you knew something was off.
It's like, how'd that happen? You could tell that finger was messed. He's like, oh, that tip of that finger got cut off at the knuckle. You know, because they, you know, yeah. So he was underwater diving and then just, and it cut it off and he was like, he just floated away.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. He's in the bottom of the Red River. It's got a pretty swift current. He like took the tip of his finger away.
See a finger.
And there was nothing they could do about it. Yeah.
That is terrifying.
And it's a way better story than Rob's. that he heard it on the kitchen table.
Yeah, because he was wrapped his legs around the leg of the table.
I don't understand that, Rob. You wrap your leg all the way around the leg of the table?
No, the leg of the chair.
The chair.
Like, yeah, a sloth.
So like the chair has four legs. The front two, I put my feet directly in, like behind them and on the inside of the front area. That's just how I sit. It keeps my legs from going all over the place, whatever. And I don't like to stretch in other people's space. So that's the way I sit in those kind of chairs. And then I was scooting back to get up. So I had to
yeah.
I had to pull up the chair a little bit and scoot back. And I I don't know. I guess I moved my foot to the exact wrong place.
So his legs don't go all over the place. I mean, what do you do?
Let's see more.
Ace and Friends.